Wednesday, 2 December, 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Sure glad you're tuned into this broadcast, the Calvary Hour. It's a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church, located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard. Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're in Isaiah chapter 58, and we're leading up to these four great needs that existed in Isaiah's day, and they exist in our day as well. Father, do bless us with thy word. Speak to my heart, hearts of all of our listeners. May the Lord Jesus be lifted up. May he be honored, we pray in his name. Amen. And they that shall be of thee shall build up the old waste places, and thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repair of the breach, the restore of paths to dwell in. Well, we find God exhorting Isaiah in the first verse to lift up his voice and cry aloud like a trumpet and show his people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sin. And I want to say this, that preaching against sin wasn't popular in Jeremiah and Isaiah's day, and preaching against sin not popular in our day either. It never is, because it hits all of us. I was talking to a preacher just not long ago, and he was talking about me being in his service and so forth. And I told him, I said, you can preach anywhere and hit me. I mean, you really can. It doesn't take much to hit me. I have a lot of needs. And when I go and hear the Word of God preached, or I read the Word of God, I want God to speak to my heart. I'm not being superficially pious. I'm just needy, that's all. Well, he said, now you lift up your voice like a trumpet, cry aloud, and show my people their transgression, the house of Jacob, their sins. Now, what time was this in their life? Well, this was just before they were going into captivity. They had known some great days. The kingdom had been established by David. You remember that David was, first of all, the king of Judah for 7 years, and then he was over Jerusalem for 33 years. For 40 years, David reigned as king, and he united the kingdom, the tribes of the north and the south. And then Solomon came along and had 40 years of peace. And of course, he really messed things up, even him, that outlandish women caused a sin. And then the kingdom broke up under Rehoboam, his son. And then there were the northern kingdoms under Jeroboam, southern kingdom under Rehoboam. And that will take you through the rest of the Old Testament as they would go from king to king. And sometimes they would get a good king like Hezekiah or Josiah, somebody like that. But for the most part, the kings were either nonchalant or they were wicked. And dear friend, they had some kings in that day that I really believe are personified in our day. They had their Ahabs and their Jezebels. They had their Manassehs. And my soul, haven't we had our Ahabs and our Jezebels and our Manasseh? Do we not have a Manasseh now that's leading this country away from God and destroying that which is holy? Well, God had a way to break Manasseh, and God has a way to break this or any other administration as well. Now, God said, you cry aloud. Well, they said, now look, Lord, we've been fasting, and you haven't taken notice of it, and we've afflicted our soul, and you take no knowledge. That's what they said in verse 3. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, God said, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. He said, yes, you're going through an outward ritual of fasting, and yes, you're going through an outward observance of with your body, but your heart hadn't changed. And that's where the problem is. He said, now, here's the fast that I have chosen. He said, if you want to please me, he said, I'm in verse 5 now, is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? All of that was external, my friend. All of it was external. And the external does not impress God. Let me assure you of that. For the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, God said, is not this the fast that I have chosen? First, to loose the bands of wickedness. Second, to undo the heavy burdens. Third, to let the oppressed go free. And fourth, that you break every yoke. Fifth, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry? Sixth, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house. Seven, when thou seest a naked, that thou coverest him. Eight, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Now this, dear friend, is not works for salvation. Don't you get off and say, old preacher Wingard, in the old age, he's finally jumped the traces now, and he's preaching that we got to work to be saved. No, you're saved by grace through faith. But if you are saved, dear friend, there's righteous acts, righteousness, that should be demonstrated in our hearts and lives. The Bible makes it clear, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And God's not interested in what we show people on the outside. God is interested on that which is on the inside, transforming us so that our lives are turned from ourselves to Him and to others. And that's what we find here, to loose the bands of wickedness, undo the heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke, to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house, covering the naked, and hiding not ourselves from our own flesh. These are the things God said, if you will take care of that, then I'll listen to you, I'll hear you, and your fasting will be accepted. He said, then, verse 8, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. God said, if you'll do what I tell you, he said, your light's going to break forth as the morning, your health's going to spring forth speedily, thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord, that ought to be our desire, shall be thy reward. Will gather us up. Now let's continue on with these blessings that God promised. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. Hallelujah. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke and the putting forth of the finger and the speaking vanity, if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. This brings us to our text in verse 12. But isn't this what we want from the Lord? Do we not want the ministries that God has given to us to be effective for Him? He said, thy light shall break forth as the morning, thy health shall spring forth speedily, thy righteousness shall go before thee, the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. We want our prayers to be answered. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer, and thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. Man, I'm telling you, it's a great blessing when we cry unto God, and he whispers back sweet peace to our soul, and he says, fear not, I am with thee. Yea, he said, you go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. And though sometime we might find him in our lives like Mary did on the morning of the resurrection, he might, as far as we are concerned, be standing somewhere in the shadows, but you can be assured of this, he is always there. He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then he said, your ministry will be effective. Then shalt thy light arise, thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness as a noonday, and the Lord shall guide thee continually. I don't know about you, but that's what I want. And satisfy thy soul in drought, and make thy bones fat, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Well, this broadcast is targeted for midweek. I hope you're making plans to be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church this midweek time. If you cannot and you have access to the internet, let me invite you to join with us at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. We're at www.calbapt.org, www.calbapt.org. But please, if you can, be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church And please join us next broadcast if you can.